In the photos above, you can see the exchange of optants on the national border between Yugoslavia and Italy, and an inhabitant of Gorizia on today's Giustinianni Street, who had decided to go to Yugoslavia and started loading his belongings onto a wagon. According to the provisions of the Paris Peace Treaty, the city of Gorizia belonged to Italy, whereas three-fifths of the territory which used to constitute the municipality of Gorizia was annexed to Yugoslavia. On September 15, 1947, the border cut into the Goriška region, which had been untouched for 1,000 years. The city of Gorizia remained in Italy, whereas the mainly rural hinterland of part of Karst, the Vipava and Socha valleys, and all the way up to Triglav remained without its own historic centre. In the Goriška region, the newly drawn borderline divided families, fields, houses, farms, courtyards, and streets. In Miran, it even cut the village cemetery in half. The border became the new strongly guarded reality. The new border left the inhabitants of both nationalities on each side of the national border confused and stunned. The division was a complete shock, especially for those who travelled into the town every day or were in some way connected with it. The inhabitants were confronted with a decision: to leave in Italy or in Yugoslavia, to remain or leave. Before the American soldiers left this territory, in those few days before the border was established, they marked the future border with white paint, which can be also seen in the photos.